Starting on Kuf Gimel Amid Beit, the two dots. The Omer Rebbe Yehuda, Tinashem Chatam Hashem Gadol. We found a case on Shabbos where even when you're planning on writing the big name, Shmuel, Shin Mem, onward, and you just wrote the Shin Mem, which is the name Shem, you'll be over on Shabbos. So the Gemara asked me, Dami, Men the Shem Sotum, Men the Shimon Fatuah. How could you compare it? The Mem of Shem is a Sofit, and the Mem of Shimon is Petuach, is a regular Mem. No one writes the name Shem with a Mem that's Petuach, a regular Mem. Now, this Gemara from this point till the end of Kuf Daled Amud Aleph is we're going to leave Shabbos and we're going into Safra. Since we started talking about the Osios, we're going to have now, it's a famous Gemara, first in the realms of Halacha, of writing the letters, and then we're going to have a famous Gemara on actually darshaning out the letters of the Aleph Beis.
This has nothing to do with Hilchos Shabbos.
Nothing with Hilchos Shabbos, no. The question is also there. How could you do it? On Shabbos, and we have a Rev Chizda, which is going to bring us into Safras. Okay? Omer Rev Chizda Zot Omerit. From here, we learn from the fact that on Shabbos that you see that if you really need a Mem Sofit and yet you wrote a regular Mem, that it's the same thing. So to merit, Soto V'yasu Patuach, where you need a Sotom, a Mem Sofit, like in the name Shem, V'yasu Patuach, and you put a regular Mem in it, kosher with Safus. So now in the Sefer Torah, where you need a Mem Sofit at the end, if you're writing the word Mitzrayim, and you wrote at the end a Mem, a regular Mem instead of a Mem Sofit, it's kosher, according to Rav Chizda. That's what Chizda's did, which is difficult. Mesvei. We are going to have a bright, so that's going to show that you cannot say that. That if you need a Mem Sofit in the word Mitzrayim, and you wrote a regular Mem, we're going to see that you're going to have to change the Ksav. You're going to have to erase it and re-put the Ksav in. Mesvei. The Pasuk says, Uksavtam, Shedihi Kisiva Tama. Your writing has to be Tama. Rashi says, Tama is Sholim Kehilchata. It has to be perfect, written in the way that it's supposed to be written. What does that mean? Shelo Yichtov, that one should not write Alfim Ayin. Your Aleph is Shnapin Ayin. Now, I'm going to read the Rashi's in with this price over here. I'm going to go back and forth. Alfim Ayin. Yeshikot Fimkein Mepnesha Domin Bikriyatan. Why do people mix up an Aleph and an Ayin when they're writing a word? Because they're so similar in their sound, it's not for the Timonim, but it's similar in their sound that they'll mix it up. And I actually think there is a difference in a regular Sefer Torah and a Timoni Sefer Torah. One of the words over there, differences in Ayin and Aleph. Daka. Thank you. What? Hey Aleph. Okay. Thank you. So wrong example. So because it's similar in their kriya, they'll change it.
Switching, and one of them is the doctor.
And the rest are vowels, I think. Okay, so it's not an ayin and an aleph. But Rashi says because it's similar in their kriya, you will change it. Most Rishonim do not hold like that. They hold that an aleph and an ayin is actually very similar. An ayin has one going up, while an aleph has just an extra line going down. In the Chedush Yaron, he actually writes it out for you to see exactly where you can make the mistake in the writing. But one can make the mistake either because of Rashi, that when you're reading, it's similar in their reading, so therefore you make the mistake with the Aleph Ayin, which is a bit hard because when you're writing a Sefer Torah and these things you should have, you have to have the words in front of you when you're writing it. But I guess you see it, and the mind works in funny ways sometimes. But most of you showed him hold that it's you'll mess up if it's similar in the writing. And also ayin and alfin, beitim kafin, the kafin beitim. Rashi says domin de ketivotam. They're very similar. The beit has just a little extra tail on it. Gam tzadim, the tzadim gamim, gimim. Okay, I don't know why they leave out the lamed over here. Rashi says that a gimel and a tzadim is very similar. Domin de ketivotam. Ela shizelim olive is elamata. Gimel has a little foot at the bottom, and the tzadi has it up on the top. Dalatim reishim vireishim dalatim are very similar again. Heihim chetim, chetim heihim. Okay, vavim yudim, yudim vavim. These are all just the vav is longer, so it's very easy to mix up on them. Zayinim nunim, nunim zayinim. Rashi says we're dealing with a nun pshutim. That's the nun sofit. It's just a little bit longer than a zayin. It's very easy to mix it up. Tetim, tetim, tetim. And over here, a tet and a pei, they're actually very similar. And from here, there's a Rabbeinu Tam Shita. Mikan Nil Rabbeinu Tam Shita. So I call for Vosha Tet Litocha. You have to have it going in, Domini Lika En Pei, in order that's like a pei. So he's going to be learning halachas from this Gemara, that since you see the Braita says that you could easily mix up the tet with the pei, that's showing us what a tet could possibly look like. Kifufim, pshutim, pshutim, kifufim. Rashi says kifufim are the letters chaf, pei, tzadi, nun, that they're kifufim. You could also write a pshutim in the hakafolot shalem, pshutot. They don't mix up the letters. Memim, samchim, samchim, memim. Rashi is talking about a mem stuma, the mem sofit, shetom of the stomach, it's similar to it. Samchim, memim, stumim, petuchim, petuchim, stumim. In this price, it has to be ksiva tama, that if you don't write it as it is, it will, you have to erase it and rewrite it. We see over here that one of them is that if it's supposed to be a mem, a regular mem, you don't make it into mem sofit. A regular mem, mem sofit, you don't make it into a mem. Stumim, that's mem stuma, psucha, that's mem psucha. It's clearly not like the din of Rav Chisda over here. Parsha Petucha, lo yatenu stuma. If the Parsha has to be a Psucha, open, you don't make it stuma. Stuma lo yatenu Petucha. Katva Kishira, if the Talacha is, you write a Kishira. This is going in the Sefer Torah that Rashi says, even though he didn't say Sefer Torah before, he said Tefillin and Mezuzah. This is clearly only in the Sefer Torah. In Az Yashir, if you ever see the way it's written in the Torah, it's written in like brickwork.
It's also Ashur's David and Shur's
David. He only says Sefer Torah over here. He doesn't bring down Tanakh. So I don't know if it's going to puzzle it over there or not. But over here, for sure, if you cut the Kishira, or if you cut the Shira Kiyotzi, or if you wrote the Shira like the regular Torah reading, all these things, I'm sorry, or if you cut the Shira. Okay, if you write it regularly, Rashi, Kishira, the Dilugim Ariach Vilavena. It's called half-brick bricks. If you look at it, it's just broken up in half-brick brick type sense. Okay, Piyotzipa. And similar to what we just said now, they're similar, but it's going to be different. The ones above, if you made a mistake in it, you have to, you bring it to a sof and you correct it. Piyotzipa, you have similar halachas where there's no correcting at all. Oh, Shekatzav Shalokadayo, he did not write it with ink. Or Shekasavet Hazkarot, which is the names of Hashem, that's what we call names of Hashem in Safras, Bezahav, he wrote it in Zahav, Hari Elo Yiganzo, you have to actually put it in Geniza. There's no hope for a Torah if you wrote it in this way. So we see over here that Rev Chizdi, even though he says, you see from over here, from our Hilchot Shabbos, if you wrote shame with a regular mem, so we're going to go over here. If you need a mem, so if you didn't, you wrote a mem, it's not a problem. But yet our price says clearly it is a problem. Who do meki hai tana? Rav Chisda is holding like a different tana. And we see this on machloket tenoyim over here. Detanya, Rav Yehuda ben Beseira, this is a famous price in the beginning of Tainus, that the nisuch hamayim that they did during Sukkot, it's not written mefarsh in the Torah, yet it's written for remes. Where do we find the remes? Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says the remes over here. Every day that we bring up the Korban Musaf during Sukkot, there's a different paragraph in the Torah for every day. That's why we have a Torah reading during Chol HaMoed. We read a different part every day. Every time it brings down the Nisachin, it says Viniska. Viniska. Nun samet kaf hey, except on the day on Neman B'Sheni, in the second day of it, it says v'niskehem. Okay? And Bishishi it says, Unusacheya, which is different. And on Shvi we write the word Kimishpatam. So we learn it over here. On the first, on the second day, we have an extra Mem Sofi. On the sixth day, we have a Yud between the Chaf and the Hay. And on the seventh day, you have an extra Mem Sofi. What do you see? You have a Mem Sofi, Yud, Mem Sofi, that Hari, Mem, Yud, Mem. That's Mayim. Mikan Remez L'Nisuk HaMayim Min HaTorah. Here we see Nisuk HaMayim from the Torah, and yet we see there's no Kapeda from the Torah that it's spelt with a Mem Sofi in the beginning. So since we see there's no Kapeda in the Torah to bring the Remez that Nisuk HaMayim is Min HaTorah, so this is Rav Chisda's Makor that there is no Kapeda between a Mem Sofi and a Mem. Midepatuach v'yaseh sotum, where that it should be patuach, a regular mem, and they made it sotum in the remez, it's kosher. So to sotum, where you really need a mem sofit in the name shame, v'yaseh sotum v'yaseh patuach, and you made it a regular mem, kosher. There's the price that we have for Rav Chisda, and why it is that if you write shame with a regular mem, it's going to be kosher. And of course you'll be over on Shabbos, because you see that there's a place in the Torah where there's no kapeda whether or not you write a mem sofit or a regular mem. Okay, Akan. Gemara asks on that now. There's a very big difference between a mem sofit and a mem. Now this is all going to go in the Hava Mina. The Hava Mina is that when the Torah was given, it was only given with either the regular letters or the sofit letters. There wasn't a split up. Now we have two different types of mem. We have a regular mem, a mem sofit. The Havamim of the Gemara is, there's only one of them, and the only one it was a mem sofit. We'll go away from it, but right now, in the Havamim, there's a strong question. Because if the Torah was given in mem sofit, that means a mem sofit is a higher level letter than a regular mem. So you can't compare it. Mi dami patuach v'yaseh satum. Who can compare? The case that the Torah brought down is a case where you needed patuach for mayim, you need to start with a regular mem, and they made it sotum. You're bringing me a case where you needed a mem sofit, and you had an open mem. Meaning, if the case is you need a regular mem, and you put in the mem sofit, that's raising the level of the letter. That's not a problem. Right? In the case of mayim, you needed a mem to start with, and you made a mem sofit. A mem sofit is a higher level. Great, you went up. It's better. That's not a problem. But in the case that you need the name shame, right, shame, you needed a mem sofit, and you wrote a mem regular, which in the Havamina, it's a lower level kedusha of a letter. How could you compare the two of them? I could only understand in the case that we brought down with mayim, of the nisuk mayim, that you brought down a mem sofit, that you needed a patuach, and you brought a sotum. It's better. But in the case of shame, where I needed a mem sofit, and I only brought down a mem, who says you could do that? Meet, I mean patuach. Where it's patuach, the asa sotum. That's eloi kaima alilei. You rose up the level. So where I needed a regular mem, and I wrote a mem sofit, that I can understand. The Torah says it's okay. Because I rose up the level of the letter. How do I know that you rose up the level of the letter? Yomer Reb Chisda, Mem v'samech shebeluchot b'neis hayu omdim. They were neis. Okay? When the luchot were written, you have a samech in it and a mem. Now the luchot were able to be seen both directions, forwards and backwards. That means it was written right straight through the stone. If it's written through the stone, a mem should have a little piece in it. And a samech should have a little piece in it. Right? You carved out the outer part of the letter. The inner part is solid. Why didn't it fall out? It was benes. Since it was benes, it could only be a mem sofit and not a regular mem. It's clear. There's a regular mem. There's no nes. But it's still the inner part that you carved out is connected to the etzim stone. Only a mem sofit is not connected to the stone. There's a little piece over that should fall out. It's benes. How you owned him. Ella. Sotom, where you need a mem sofit, piyatsa patuach, and you wrote a regular mem, like the name Shame. The name Shame should have a mem sofit, and yet you wrote a regular mem. Kavurka mikare. It's a lower level. It's lesser. Lesser of a letter. Like, how do you have it? How do you know that the mem in the stomach of the Rukhah could have only been a mem sofit? That mem could have only been a mem sofit? These are the letters that go either way. The mem, nun, tzadi, pei, kaf. These could either be, these are the letters that are switched from regular letters to sofit. Sofim omvam, sofim omvam. The Nevi'im said them. Meaning this is a Chiddush of the Nevi'im. If it's a Chiddush of the Nevi'im, only at the time of the Nevi'im, you have now the concept of a Sofit, or a regular one. Before the Nevi'im, you either had a Sofit or a regular letter, written letter. And since the fact that we know that the Mem in the Luchot were written with a Neith, it must be that if there's only one type of Mem, and it was written with the Neith in the Luchot, which Mem is it?
One that we have today.
Has to be Mem Sofit. There was no Mems. This was originally, there was only one type of Mem. Either a Sofit or a regular Mem. It was only the Nevi'im that later on made an institution to add a regular Mem and a Mem Sofit. So which one were they, did they institute? And which one was the original one? It has to be that a Mem Sofit was the original one. All Mems were originally written by Mem Sofit. How do you know it? Because the Luchot, the Mem was an ace. The mem can only be an ace with a mem sofit, not a regular mem. So it's clear from our Gemara, this is in the Havamina, that a mem sofit is the original lashon, original letter that the Torah was written. All mems were mem sofit. Later on, the Nevi'im, the Tzofim, instituted writing a regular letter and a sofit, and they put what was originally a mem as a sofit. So therefore, a mem sofit is much higher than a mem. So therefore, only in a case where I switched a regular mem for a sofit would be good. But in the name Shane, where I need a sofit, I put a mem. Who says it's good? The Tisbara. Now that was the Havamina. We're going to go away from it. The Tisbara. And is it logical what you're saying that the Nevi'im came and instituted that there should be two letters for the word, for the letter mem, nun, tzadi, pei, chaf? The Tisbara. Vaktiv. It says in the Torah, Eloha mitzvot. And we darsh from that word, Eloha mitzvot. Shayna Navi, we're short of the Chadish Tava. Tava Miata. The Navi is not allowed to be Mechadish anything in the Torah. The Marshor, others bring down, Moshe Rabbeinu is the only Navi that is spoken Torah from Hashem, that writes Torah from Hashem. All other Nevi'im are coming to either extort, or they're coming to re-explain, or trying to be mechazik, whatever it is, or encourage. That's all the Nevi'im can do. The Nevi'im cannot be mechazik something that wasn't before. They only reinstitute or mechazik. Ella in the Torah is always retraction. We're retracting. You're right. The mem and the mem sofit and the mem could not have been. It could not have been that there was only one and the Nevi'im came and reinstituted. Ada Mehava Havi. There was always two of them. But Medelo Havi, Yadin. They didn't know which one is the end one and which one was the beginning one. And let me just read it. Ella. Mehava Havi, Medelo Havi Yadin, Heba Emtsateva, Heba Softeva. They knew that there was two of them. But they didn't know which one was in the middle of the table, which one was at the end of the table. They didn't know which was a mem sofit or a regular mem. That's what the Nevi'im came and instituted. Oh, that's the famous question. Let's just read another line and we'll deal with your question. Fiatut sofim, fitaknino. And the sofim, the Nevi'im came in and they fixed it in place. They fixed which one was the sofit, which was the regular mem. Yakati, and still we have the same thing. They're coming and being mechadish, something that we didn't know. It's like they're getting a message from Shemayim. We don't paskin from Shemayim anymore. Eila mitzvot. The pasuk is Eila mitzvot. Shein navi v'shrei lechadish davar miyata. They're not allowed to be mechadish anything that we didn't know. Eila, you have to say shokom. They forgot. Meaning they originally had. We knew exactly what was a mem and what was a mem sofit. For some reason, in our troubles, we forgot. The Chosru, and now the Nevi'im came, the Astam, and they reinstituted it. How can we forget? It's a difficult question. No question about it. There's a, in this book over here, The Wisdom of the Hebrew Alphabet, a phenomenal book. He has an essay on the end, if one wants to read it. It's basically just a bekitzer, it's a ritzvah in Megillah, it's brought down in other places, that what was the original Sifrei Torah written in? There's two languages going on. There's Ksav Ashiva, which is the big block letters we have, and there's Ksav Ivri. There seems to have been a time where we forgot about the Ksav Ashurit and Ezra reinstituted it. Okay, so there is a time period, or it was something that was only used among the scholars. He goes through the different sheets over there, that there was a possibility during our difficult times that things were forgotten, like this. And then the Nevi'im came in and reinstituted it. So we come at him as Skara. There's no difference between a Mem and a Mem Sofit. The question that we had, how could you compare it, a Mem Sofit is on a higher level, was on a Havamina and not in the Meskana. Okay. Rashi. Aloy Kaimiyal. Sorry, Rashi on the other page. Mekan Remes, Kolomar, Mem, Diniskehem. Sorry, Diniskehem. Darishle, Bipetuach. We see the Mem, that's a Mem Sofit, in this Kehem. We're going to darish it as a petuch, petuch as a regular mem. Shma mina petuach, where you need an open mem. The also sought him, and you wrote a mem sofit, the kosher. Who made the petuach? The also sought him kosher. Who would the nami sought him? Where you need a mem sofit, the also petuach, kagon shem shem and kosher, lit kind of makum shem. It's good. Eloi kan the alilei, we thought in the habamina that a mem sofit was on a higher level than a regular mem. Shahait the mem stuma beluchot. The mem stuma had to be in the luchot. Aval mem petuch lo haita beluchot. It was not in the luchot. Kidim first, like we're going to explain, mem nun tzadi pei kachav. Sofinomim, all in the Havamina. They were the one who said that you have to bring them in. They gave and yomim rev chizdem mem. The samach beluchot neis. Since he said that these two were beneis, hayo omdim, they were learning. It's not possible to say what the original letters were except for the Sofit. The oil there, the Lavsha, Hayat, since it was written Hayat, Hoel, the Ketav Hayat Nira Mishnei Avraham, since the Ketav in the Lukot appeared on both sides of the Lukot, Hayat Lalipo, it should have fallen out. In Losh B'neis Hayomim, if it wasn't for the Neis. Aval Petucha, Ein B'neis, there was no Neis if it was a regular Mem. Akein Mem Nun Tzadi Pei Chav, to Rebbe Yirmiyat Yomim, Tzofinomim, the Petuchin Kamar. It had to be what the Nevi'im instituted was the regular Mems. So the Havamina was, there was only one type of Mem written. So Mitzrayim would have been written with a Mem Sofit and finished with a Mem Sofit. It's only later in the Havamina. In the Meskana, you're right, there was two different types of men written. One thing we see from this Gemara is that the original letters were Sofit, and what the Nevi'im came and instituted were the regular level letters.
The original letters were the letters that we have today as Sofit.
Yes.
All the mems were, but all the mems in the beginning and the middle were all the same mem.
Yeah, but Sofit. The problem is there's a sister Gemara in Megillah that brings down this whole Gemara, and the Gemara comes out that what the Nevi'im instituted were the Sofites, and not the regular letters. So Rashi's bothered by that, so is everybody else that discusses this sugya. Why is it over here? You can't have the same sugya over here. It was the Havamina was that the Nevi'im instituted the regular letters. In Megillah, the same Gemara, similar, just a different subject matter, the Nevi'im came to institute the Sofit. There's two questions from our sugya to the sugya in Megillah. The Ramin and Ahad, the Rebbe Yirmiyah, Ahad, the Rebbe Chizda, there were Yirmiyah questions on Rebbe Chizda. It's a question of Rebbe Yirmiyah to Rebbe Chizda. Alma, Tarveyu, Bistumim, they ain't, rather, that they were in Stumim. Vein, Tekushia, there's a sheet, as Rashi, other brings it down, that you can't ask from in the Havamina is from one sugya to the other sugya. Shachin Derek Hashas, that's the Derek Hashas. Shemakshi Mahapik HaSvora Kan Kadesh Yiksh V'makamake. They could ask the opposite Svora in one place from the way he was asked in a different place from Makamake. Ma'afku, the Fiyakushya. According to the question you need, you could use the information and ask the question accordingly in the Havamir. So over here in the Havamina, we question that the Nevi'im only instituted the regular letters, the beginning letters. In Megillah, we asked, when Rabbi Yirmiyah asked, we wanted to say that the Nevi'im, when we questioned the Havamina, formed the Sofi letters. And that's the Derech Rashas, that's what Rashi says. Nevi'im are Sogit. V'yavi boy atam l'tzvutzi ki yitmod Rav Chisda v'stumi Rav Yirmi v'tzuki v'ahari mitarik play ele tzvutzi mi'aliyah shani le'at. Whatever for what we needed in each places. Mahavahavi tarvayo, what was one, there was always two of them. V'lo yada heva emtziteva v'chule. Okay. Kufa. Kufa. We mentioned before, Rav Chisda, Mem v'samach shebelucha b'neis haya omdim. They were in a neis. They sort of fallen out. The Mem sofit. V'yom Rav Chisda, katav shebelucha nikva b'finim to nikva v'chutz. It was seen from one way to the other way. Okay? It was seen through it. Kedon, but not that the word Mitzrayim facing me flipped on the other side was written Mitzrayim, meaning the letter was written backwards. And it's mirror image. I guess if you write the mem like this, it's written, it will be written Mem Sofit in the opposite way. It was Bifnim Nikva Bilchutz. Kedon, the word Navuv would be Vuvan. It would be written backwards, but not just backwards. Even the letters itself would be inverted. Don't think that the nes was that over here was written Mitzrayim, and when you're looking at the other way it said Mitzrayim. No, it was inverted. It was, that part was not the nes. Different examples that they give. Rashi, the otiot were backwards, and the letters themselves, and the words were backwards. The only thing that Rav Chisda was letting us know is not that there was a nate that you could read it both ways, rather that it was clearly chiseled through at kola lua. Only the members of the stomach were b'neis. Navov bahar saw, though I have a lukot. These words were not in the lukot. Ela tevet bi'alma nekat, and I don't know why the Gemara chose these three words over other words.
Because they're read both ways.
And okay, are their meanings both ways? Tosfot says tema. Right. My neck is low, Kevin the low, Havi Beluchot. He doesn't understand either.
No, they don't have meanings both ways.
Okay, two dots. Sugya going to the end of the Amud is a famous sugya in darshening out the otiot of the Torah. The Torah, the words, the letters of the Torah is also the Devar Hashem. Therefore, there's intrinsic meaning to every letter, the Aleph, the way it's formed, the way it's pronounced, the fact that it's called an Aleph. These are all Torah Shebal Peh. It gets for sure esoterical. There's going to be different types of gematriot and different chilufim of letters that one can gain from here. But this is Torah Shebal Peh. This is revealed Torah via. Of course, there's tremendous amount of nister going on in these areas, and a lot of beautiful ideas we'll cover just obviously to get through the pshat. There's a book that's written by Rav Monk in the art school called The Wisdom of the Hebrew Alphabet. It's translated from the English. He goes through this whole Gemara. This is a foundation Gemara in understanding the Aleph Bet, and then he goes through each letter of the Aleph Bet, darshening it out. So if anybody is interested in these areas, it's definitely interesting. One should at some time take a few hours and examine the Kedusha and the forms of the Aleph Bet. Amilei Rabbanan Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Rabbanan told Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Atu Dartike Ha'edah, there was today these young kids, the Beit Midrasha, that came from the Beit Midrasha. Fiamu Mile, and they said this Dibrei Torah, the Fil Vimei Yeshua ben Nun lo Idmer Kivatayu. That even from the days of Yeshua ben Nun, there was never words of Torah said like this. This is such a phenomenal piece that they're praising this Torah, that it's incredible. This sugi over here. Who are these two kids? Who are these kids over here? Tosfos brings down the Yushalmi and the Bereishit Rabba that says it's Rabbi Eliezer or Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer and Yeshua, the famous Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua in the Tanoim over here. And Tosfot says they have to be cholik on our Shas. It talks from Medrash over here. Because Rabbi Eliezer, the great Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer Agadol, the Rabbi of Rabbi Akiva, is Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus. And for anyone who's seen the Sefer Perkei to Rabbi Eliezer, if anyone sees it, it's a great it's a collection of Midrashim from Rabbi Eliezer. The first chapter is the famous story about Rabbi Eliezer. He was a grown man, and he was crying because he wanted to learn Torah, and he finally left his father Hyrcanus, and he went before Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai to learn Torah as a grown man. So our tradition of Rabbi Eliezer, that he was a grown person. The Yushalmi says that one of these Dartike is a young kid, is Rebbe Eliezer, that he was darshening. It seems to be a machloket between who Rebbe Eliezer was, his history was. Here's how they were darshen. Aleph Beit. Now we're not going to darshen the formation of the letters over here. We're going to be darshening the way the letters are used, the order of the Aleph Beit. Now the Gemara is going to go through four different orders of the Aleph Beis. We know the regular order, it's Aleph Beis. We're going to see there's another order in the Aleph Beis, it's called Ah Bash, that the Aleph and the Taf, the Beit and the Shin, you're going this way and this way, and they correspond with each other. It's another way of the Aleph Beis. There is a Aleph Beis that Aleph corresponds with the Lamed, and therefore the Beit with the Mem, you have two corresponding. Let's go down, as they come up in the Gemara, we'll mention them again. And there's also a way to darshan out the Aleph Beit, that the Aleph goes with the Atash. The Aleph goes with the Chet and the Samech. Every eight letters, they go together. Now these are all significant because you could interchange. For example, in Atbash, you could interchange a Tav with an Aleph, a Shin with a Beit. In Achas, you could, the Aleph, Chet, Samech, you could interchange them. In the Aleph Lamed Beit Mem, you can interchange letters, and the Kabbalists interchange letters, and there's drushot. Occasionally you find a Bala Torah which interchanges letters. These are valid ways of darshaning the Torah, are interchanging letters that have a sister letter to it. So we're going to first start with the Aleph Beit. We're going to just darshan the order of the Aleph Beit according to Aleph Beit. Aleph Beit, Aleph Bina, learn wisdom. Gimel Dal, let's just keep our finger on the Rashi and just go through Rashi with them. Aleph Beit, Limud Torah, learn Torah, Bina is Torah. Gimel Dal is Gomel Dalim, be good to the destitute. My time up, Shute Kari the Gimel Lagavi Dal. If you look at the formation of the Gimel, the letter, the leg sticks out going towards the Dal. Why is it? I'm sorry, we are darshening out a bit of the formation of the letters. Why is it sticking out? And as Rashi says, "Velo lagabi beit." Why is the leg of the gimel sticking towards the dalit and not towards the beit? Shechin darken shel gomel chesedim lo'tzach dalit. That's the way of people that are wanting to do chesed. They run after the destitute. That's the derech of people. Umay time of pshut tekarei the dalit lagabi gimel. If you look at a dalit, you have the crown of the on top, and then the dalet slants towards the gimel. Why is the leg slanted towards the gimel? Let's say leinashe. He makes himself available to the person who wants to give him a chesed. Meaning, if you're destitute and someone's running after you, don't give him a hard time. Let him do the chesed. Of course, if that's if you need the chesed, don't make it difficult for the person. As Rashi says, my time and pleasure carry the dalet legabi gimel. Hello, Gabi Hay, not to the Hay. Shemoshka Kisat Lasad Gimel. You see, it's going a little bit towards the Gimel. So let's say Lay Ani. The Nani should make himself available, not she himself. But Yadvichenu Levala Baitlu Utsakla. Don't make him that he has to really run after you. Make yourself available if you have to take the funds. Okay. Umay time in Mahadi Ape the Dalit Megimel. Why is the face? The face is the open part of the dalet. Why is it turned away from the gimel? Why is the dalet facing towards the hay and not towards the gimel? So the ten lebitzina, it's letting you know to the rich person when he gives it to him, don't give it to him to his face. Give it him back. Give it to him bitzina. Give it to him quietly so you don't have to embarrass him. Ki heka delo likse minay. So he doesn't become embarrassed. Hey, vav. Rashi says, Kamo Ana Vahu, that we said during Hoshana Rabbah, that is Shemot Haim. That's the name of Hashem. It's a Heifav over here. Says Shemot Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we need it. We just had the first part of Pim Gomila Chasadim, the name of Hashem. And therefore we're going to have the Zayin Chet Tet Yud Chaf Lamed. We're going to darshan them all out. If you are Gomil Chasadim, and you do it properly, Hashem, the Heifav, Im Atar Sekein, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Heivav, Zanotach, he will sustain you. There's the Zion. The Chenotach, and it will cause you to have great grace. There's the Chet. Umeitevlach, and you'll have Yeterov, he'll be good with you. Venotem Lacha Yerusha, you will get an inheritance. Vekosh Lacha Keter, there's your Keter, your Yechav, he will tie for you a crown. Li'olam Haba, and there's your Lamed over there. Rashi. Meitiv lecha heinu tet, Yevusha heinu yud, Keta heinu chaf, Liol alava heinu lamed. Mem petucha mem stuma, you have an open mem and an mem sofit. Maimet petuach maimet sotum. Sometimes there are words of Torah to be said publicly, and some words of Torah are meant to be said not publicly. Rashi, yeish devarim shenotim reshut ledarshim, you're allowed to speak them out. Yeish shiata mitzav lesotum, you don't speak him out publicly, keep going mice and recover. Nun kifufa, nun pshuta, a bent nun, that's the first nun, and a nun that's straight. Nun stands for Ne'eman. Ne'eman kifuf, the tzaddik, that's kifuf, he's humble in this world, he'll be nefam pshuta, he'll stand up tall in the next world. Rashi, Adam kasha, a kasha, Ne'eman. Tzorek liot kifuf, he needs to be humble. The honor, the soful of Pashut, eventually he will stand tall, the Zakuf Liolam Haba. Samech Ayin, Smok Anim, take care of the Anim, sustain them. Lishna Akhra, Simani Masa Bitar, make Simani, make a way that you can understand your Torah. To Kanat, that's the way you Kanat it. Vashi, Yesh Sadeh Shemuot, you should set up your learnings, the Tanu or more, have it organized. The years of Volotishkak in order not to forget it. Not to forget Echadmi. I'm Kagon, Elish Vishas. You find lots of times Vishas brings down simonim, you know, words to help you remind you of the whole Sugya. Pei Kifufa, Pei Peshuta. It's Pei Petuak. The mouth should sometimes be open. The Mem, the Per, Sotum. Rashi, Pei Petuak, Vishas. She, Nikatsin, Pozer. You should open up when Torah is not very available, you should open your mouth, speak Torah. When Torah is very available, keep your mouth shut, let someone bigger than you speak it out. Tzadi kifuf, tzadi kishuta, tzadi, what is that? Tzadi kafuf, a tzadi should be humble, a tzadi should be, and if he's humble, the tzadi in this world, he'll be Pashu will be standing tall in Olam Haba. Ah, Hayenu Ne'eman, Kapo Ne'eman. Pashu already said that with the nun. Hosef Lekash will be letting you know also with the tzaddik. It's adding on Ketifa Ketifa. So to add even more humility. Mekat Shenat Nator Benadid Vash. Who gets the Torah? Those whose head is bowed and submissively. Submissively, that's the person who is humble. Benadid Vash. Beretta Vierava Yeter. Someone who's extra humble. Kuf is the Kadosh, Reish is Vasha, my time, and Mahada Api, the Kuf Meresh. Why is it that the Kuf is faced away from the Reish? It's not true, it's really the Reish facing away from the Kuf, but the Kuf is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're not going to say that. The Reish has its face away from, this is Vashi, my time, and Mahada Api, the Kuf Meresh. Lishna is the Mialia. Speaking nicely over here, that the Kuf is turning away from the Reish. Huti, Gushiaklov show race Lagabi Kuf. It's really that the race is not facing the Kuf. Shana Kodesh Brahu Sakhla Tnei Rasha, as the Gemara says. Oh my Kodesh Brahu, and I knew you call this Dakil the Rasha. I can't look at the Rasha. The race is faced away from the Kuf. On my time, Mahadra Tagi the Kuf Lagabi race. If you look on top of the Kuf, you could even darshan with the Tagi, the little crowns on top of certain letters. You can either darshan, this is Rabbi Akiva's famous for darshaning this tagim on top of the letters. Why is the tagim, the crowns on the kuf facing the resh? Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu, im kozubo. If the rush is going to be kozer, ani kosher lokete kimoti. I'm going to give him a crown just like mine. Rashi tagim the kuf, kemin zayin shiosin sopo shogab kuf. Okay, my time, Kari de Kuf, the leg of the Kuf, Talia, it's hanging in the air, it's not attached to the top part of the Kuf. The other bay, Liali Liuli. If the Russia wants to do tshuva, there's an opening right next to him to enter into. Bahak Mithaili Lavish Lakish, and this is a vial for Reish Lakish, Jim Reish Lakish, Im Lalitzim Hu Yalit. If it's a Leitzim, Hu Yalit, you're simply going to let him be a late. Well, in Avim, but a Anav, Yitin Chen, Hashem will actually give him Chen. Poli Tame, Potkim Lo. Someone wants to be Tame, Hashem will open him up to things. He's not going to help him though. But Poli Tarya, if he's going to be Tarya, Yitin Chen, Misayim Oto, he will give him Misayim Rashi, Kari, the Kuf, Talia. Shenu Nidbek and Imagag, it's not attached to the roof over there. La'elubach. Yakif Takad Vagli did I skip something? Tihada Beliuli Lali. Okay. Yakif Takad Vagli Hakuf, you kind of petek shom yamim. He gets him to the right side. Misayoto, Machinu lo peta, he gives him a peta. Hu yalitz, miyats mu yalitz, lo yin sayeyu velo yin anehovi. Okay. Ila Navim. The Lamda Tovahu Nimshach. Yitin Chen Hashem acting as if Yisayim in the Shemaim. Okay, Shin is Sheker, Tov is Emes. My time a Sheker Mikarvan Mile. In the Torah, in the Otiot, Sheker is all written together. Of the last going backwards, you have a Tov, Shin Kuf Reish. The letters of Sheker are all together. Emet, Meraka Mile, they're separated through the Torah. The Torah starts with the Aleph, the middle letter is the Mem, the final letter is the Tov. Shikra Shkiach. Because falsehood is very common. Kushta Emes Lo Shkiach. It's separated. It's not found. You got to look for it. Over here, it's not common. Well, my time is Shikra. Achade Karai Kai. Why is all the letters of Sheker, the Shin, has one base to it? It's on one foot. A Kuf has one foot. A Resh has one foot. While Emet has a base to it. It's firmly established. The Aleph has 2 feet. A Mem has a base. And the Tuf has 2 feet. Why is it that a Shikra is on one foot? And Emet, Milabin Levune, is like a brick, it's holding solid. Kushta Kai, because Kushta is Kai, Shikra Lo Kai. And Sheker does not stand. Truth stands in the end. Rashi Mikarvin Milta, Otiyon, Kerovit, Shaloshtam, Kerovit, Kisijin, Shal Alpha Beit. The 3 letters of Sheker are in the order in Aleph Beit. Emet, Merachtam, Mile, Zubit, Chila Aleph. They the zubi empty zubi soft. Echad kar, they have 1 leg. Kolot va'od shibo. Omdim aved lechad. They're on each one. Emin melabin levuni. Moshkim tachteh. They are sitting solidly. Otiotem kimin levena. The aleph har yesh beit regalim. Aleph has 2 legs. Omosh batov. It's sitting well. For regal asheni vachav. Okay.